Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. All hail the Queen of the Mercer County Fair. We have Natalie Dowd with us today, and she has a nice cause she's involved with in the aftermath of being the Mercer County Fair Queen, crowned last July. Again, congratulations on that honor.
Thank you.
Natalie Dowd, and you're doing some good already. So tell us the cause that you're moving forward with here in Mercer County.
All right. Well, we're hosting a color book drive for the Iowa City Family Children's Hospital. And we're collecting color books, activity books, crayons, colored pencils, markers, everything like that. Adult coloring books are also welcome because, you know, if you ever been in those hospitals, you know how dreadful it can be sometimes sitting there and waiting and not knowing what's going to happen. So it's nice to not only have the children, not give the children something to do, but also have the parents be able to get their minds off of everything that's going on in their lives right now.
And I know there's definite two locations to drop off right now. How long is the drive going, and how can people participate, I guess?
It's going to end somewhere in between the first week and second week in November. I'll go pick up the boxes. The boxes are at Walmart, Mercer Market, Circle K, and Sweetgrass Boutique in Aledo. And I'm very sure that there's also one at Boondocks and one at Eagle's Nest. So
people can drop those items off there. Why is the cause so important to you and Little Miss and Junior Miss involved in this effort as well?
Well, I don't know. It just means a lot because I've definitely been to those hospitals and I've dealt with medical problems myself, but I've also just visited people there and I just know how stressful it can be. And I've seen these children and, you know, it's just so nice to be able to give them something, like give back to them and have them realize that other people do care about them and, you know, give them some smiles and something to look forward to. And I wanted to help kids in the future for my career anyway. So it's just really awesome to be able to go visit them and give them, you know, happiness.
That's great. That's the Mercer County Fair Queen speaking, Natalie Dowd. How have things been going since that warm summer night in mid-July when they put the crown on top of your head and said, Natalie Dowd, you're the Mercer County Fair Queen?
It's very, very good. It's awesome. I would recommend this experience to anybody.
Now, had you been in the pageant before? Were you a junior miss or little miss, right?
I was a little miss.
Okay, so those young ladies that are out there listening maybe today, why should they get involved in the pageant? Because what, I think in the spring or early summer, mm-hmm. there's always the press release they put out and said, hey, we're looking for junior miss, little miss, mm-hmm. and queen candidates. Why is it something a young lady should think about doing? You sell it to them.
It's a great experience, especially for women my age. I mean, it's great for little kids and junior miss and stuff because it's really fun. And hitting the junior miss at a young age is very good, too. But especially for ladies my age, it really helps with your confidence and it helps prepare you with interviews and for your presence in front of people. It helps you public speak. It gives you so many different qualifications and just qualities in general that you'll need for life outside of high school and whatnot. So it just really helps you out, like, mentally and...
No, well, you're a good interviewer, yeah. So you figured that out. All right. All right, so tell us about what's involved in getting ready for January. That's when the State County Fair Queen pageant takes place mm-hmm. in Illinois down in Springfield. I've always said since I've done this, I want to see a Mercer County kid win that thing
one time.
And say. So that way they can put the sign in when you come into Aledo. That'll mm-hmm. be there forever. Home of 2019 Illinois County Fair Queen,
yeah.
Natalie Dowd. Come on, let's get that sign.
That would be so cool.
So just tell us about getting ready for it. What are some of the things you do, have been doing, I guess, from now up until the time of the pageant in January?
Well, just a few days ago, we did the whole shopping experience, which we have to do some more because, you know, you got to get the dress, the swimsuit, the suit.
I assume you like that probably.
Yeah, I do. But the main part is we have to work on interview questions and stage presence and, you know, answering questions and getting educated on the current events and everything that's going on in general, not just in Illinois, just in general for politics, ag, everything. So
it sounds like a lot.
It is, but it's worth it.
All right. So we've been talking to Natalie Dowd. And again, you can help her out. Again, those locations for the effort you're involved in, collecting coloring books and things of that nature for kids and adults out in Iowa City. So yes. Again, how can people get involved as we wrap up?
Well, you can drop off any coloring books, activity books, anything artsy, really. And it doesn't, you don't have to go out and buy it or anything. If you've had kids before and you've got some leftover books or something, we would be glad to take it. I'm already extremely pleased with the donations that we've had already. And I've already heard so many different stories from people coming up to me and telling me how much it means to them that we're doing this. And people have just been so generous. It's so amazing. So I'm really excited to go out there and drop all these off personally.
All right. Well, nice going. Keep up the good work. And like I said, let's hope we talk in January about the Illinois County Fair Queen being from Mercer County.
Me
so,
too.
So have a good rest of the 2018 calendar year, and then 2019 going to be very exciting. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. You too.
Mercer County Fair Queen Natalie Dowd with us on WRMJ.